Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The music business can be an unforgiving place. Just ask Bill McCarthy and Eric Sanderson, formerly of the band Pela. That group capsized under the usual industry pressures after releasing a well-received debut album. But now, 2 years later, McCarthy and Sanderson have a new band called We Are Augustines and a new record called Rise, Ye Sunken Ships. There's an extraordinary personal story behind much of the album as well, and we'll hear about that shortly. But first, here is the band to play their single. It's called Chapel Song. This is We Are Augustines, live on Soundcheck. We Are Augustines, the name of the band, and a live performance in the Soundcheck studio of Chapel Song. It's the first single from the band's debut album called Rise, Ye Sunken Ships. Let me introduce you to We Are Augustines. Bill McCarthy singing, playing the guitar. Billy, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Eric Sanderson behind the keyboard, although playing a guitar on Chapel Song as well. Hi, mm-hmm. Eric.
Hello.
And Rob Allen is behind the drum kit with no microphone handy, but wave to Rob from across the studio. Billy, Eric, you guys formerly were in this band called Pela, and now you've come back together in a new band with a new name. Where does the name We Are Augustines come from?
Actually, August was the month 2 years ago that everything sort of fell apart, and it happens to be Eric's birthday is the day after mine, and me and my brother share the day before. So, and we released our record 2 years later in August.
Mm-hmm. And the name Augustine had been taken already?
It had. That was a heavy blow to take.
Yeah.
Before we surfaced, we had been calling ourselves Augustines for a year and a half, and we found out the hard way.
Well, now, funny you use the word surfaced, because the album's called Rise, Ye Sunken Ships, and you know, that's a very evocative title. What does it mean for you guys?
Well, at the time that the project was conceptually come together with the record, there had been some themes going on in my personal life, as well as the band's personal life, butting up against realities in the music business.
Well, now, you mentioned your brother, who has a birthday in August, along with you and Eric, and many of the songs on this album are about, they tell the story of James,
yeah.
Your brother James, who struggled with depression, mental illness.
Sure.
He was diagnosed schizophrenic, is that
not
right?
Not actually. It's kind of a long story, but the gist of it is basically, if you commit a crime, at least in California, I'm from Northern California, a violent crime, you could be put in prison and without being diagnosed. And so what I was dealing with, just trying to be a musician, going about my business, was that my brother was schizophrenic in solitary confinement for 5 years.
Hmm.
So
without being diagnosed.
Without being diagnosed. What happened was they took him out of Folsom Prison and put him in Napa State Hospital to evaluate him finally, and that's where he took his life. So I'm sure there's a large topic
yeah.
that we could discuss about the system or so on, but it just should never have happened.
And without, you guys never knew your father, your mother.
Different dads, yeah, different dads, and yes, our mother was schizophrenic as well.
Mm-hmm. So you had to go and collect his personal effects after all of this. I mean, what a harrowing experience.
Absolutely.
How long before you were able to actually, like, sit down and write about it? Because you've written now an extensive body of songs about this
sure.
experience.
Well, that's what was kind of uncanny about it, is that I was trying to sort of exercise my own personal demons and stuff that was going on through writing, and then the protagonist of many of the songs actually didn't make it. And I just spoke to him days before this happened, telling him about the record, because I didn't want to, I mean, it's very difficult. It was very, very difficult to talk to someone in prison and tell them, hey, I'm eating great meals. I'm
right.
rocking out with my friends. It was really hard to explain it. So I'm really pleased that I got to explain to him that he was an inspiration and that, you know, that this record was about him.
Now, how much of this backstory do we as listeners need to know to sort of get the content of this record?
Good question. I can tell you, in the beginning of the writing process, I think lyrically I was camouflaging it a little bit, and by the end of it, it seemed so dire that I was writing, like, quite literal verses and so on about it. So, I mean, essentially, it just ended up in this record. And it doesn't mean the record's depressing. I want to make that clear.
Well, and that to me is one of the most extraordinary things about the record. You could have easily gone for melodrama or rage or, you know, just kind of wallowing in a kind of personal tale of woe. And instead, as the title of the album, Rise, Ye Sunken Ships, as we were talking about before, the album's an album of hope and a kind of celebration of spirit, it seems.
Sure. I think when I went down there to pick up his stuff, they, you know, they wouldn't tell me what happened. They never admitted what happened. They just said, he's passed away. This is his shoes. This is his bracelet. That's where you can collect his body or ashes. And it was up to me, by myself and a buddy of mine, to go get the ashes. And I was standing in a creek bed with this life in a box. And my brother, in fact, and just thinking, this should never happen. Mm. There should be people here. There should be a ceremony. So I think the Book of James story was sort of like, no, we're not sending him off in a sad way. We're sending him off with dignity and trying to have some grace about the situation.
And that song, Book of James, is in fact the song that we're now going to hear. We're speaking with Bill McCarthy, along with Eric Sanderson and Rob Allen. They are the band We Are Augustines. The CD is called Rise, Ye Sunken Ships, the first from this band. And here is a live performance of the song called Book of James.
Let's go! On a park bench sat a crimson beating heart. Behind them the girls played double dutch in the park. The sun began to burn the snow white skin. I guess either heading somewhere or you're running out somewhere. Storm clouds began to foam in his head and crisscross his mind like a restless, angry ocean. And the howling of hardship and heartache kneeled and grinned in his face. He stood there in his shoes, unable to move. Kid, I drove all night here to tell you I love. Wrote back my head, but they're alive, and all the words can all be spoken. But I know we tried. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. Made his way down the boulevard, near all the 99-cent stores and the garbage. And he began to sing about the crickets in the backwoods where we used to play. Guess you're heading somewhere, running up somewhere. I try the Bible, try the bottle, try the kneel, and I try to love people in the end. There ain't nothing to say, and in the end, there ain't nothing you can say. But I stand here in my shoes, unable to move, hat in my hand. Bottom of the ocean, here lies my green eyes, roll back in my head, but they're alive, and all the words can all be spoken. But I know we tried, you're forgiven. Here lies my green eyes, roll back my head, but they're alive, and all the words can all be spoken. But I know we tried. You're forgiven. Oh, 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 oh.
Once again, the band We Are Augustines, live on Soundcheck with Book of James. Bill McCarthy singing, playing the guitar, wrote that song, as he told us, in response to the death of his brother, Jim. Eric Sanderson playing the keyboards, Rob Allen playing the drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. We Are Augustines are playing a couple of gigs in the New York area. Saturday night, part of the Barnstormer Tour at the Brooklyn Bowl. That's an early show that begins at 5 p.m., bunch of different bands. And then the Barnstormer Tour moves to Manhattan on Monday night, the 29th, at the Living Room on Ludlow Street. And again, the show starting at 5:30 p.m. Eric, Bill was talking before about, you know, some of these songs were already in process when you guys were still in your previous band, Pala, when things were beginning to fall apart there. How much have you guys had to change and adapt some of the older material for the new band?
Well, the it's a little bit of a long story, so I'll like shorten it a little.
You got
bit,
a Reader's Digest condensed version
exactly,
for us,
exactly. But the record was started when Pala was still together, so most of the material was written, and most of it was recorded during that time period. So then, but. We had also been working on, I think probably, we started with 40 songs or so for the record when in Pala, and we had to narrow that down. We probably recorded about 18 or 20. There was various mixes, various versions of the songs that we had to kind of, after Pala broke up, we had to go through and figure out what the statement, artistic statement was going to be for the record, and then how we were going to combine that. Then there was also some more recording sessions that we did after Pala broke up with Book of James and some other material.
So, I mean, this is there's probably a pretty simple answer to this, but I can't figure it out. If these were Pala songs and you guys were, you know, sort of the core of Pala, why not just call the new band Pala?
Because for us, Pala, unfortunately, was surrounded by a lot of unfortunate events. I would say tragedy, but that's too dramatic. But like, Pala couldn't ever get a fair shot at making it, and we didn't want to carry that legacy with us.
Okay.
So it was important for us to get a new shot at, you know, starting fresh and starting over.
So the new album called Rise, Ye Sunken Ships, and again, Bill, that image of, you know, sort of raising something that had been perhaps submerged and thought lost. New name for this band. Bill, we're going to wrap up with The Instrumental. Okay. That's the name of the track. You have such a distinctive voice. Why write a song that doesn't use it?
That would be Eric's contribution to the record.
Do tell.
Well, I've always loved instrumentals, and I guess it's just a pure, like, you know, music nerd production. I love twiddling knobs and living in sound. I also really like music that so often, like, music, folk music is storytelling and it has to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I really like music that doesn't need to go anywhere, that can just exist. One day it's my dream to make a record that people can listen to and not pay attention to, but yet be moved by it.
Very nice. So sort of.
So this is an attempt at that.
The Brian Eno ambient music experience.
Love it, love it. Yeah.
All right. The track is called The Instrumental. The album is called Rise, Ye Sunken Ships. The band is We Are Augustines. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
A great pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That's going to do it for Soundcheck today, almost. You can check out our webpage to download another live performance by We Are Augustines, plus the story behind that song called Juarez. It's on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. On our next program, the summer concert season has been marred by stage collapses that killed a dozen people and injured many more. We'll hear about the state of safety precautions at outdoor music festivals. And the band known as Beirut joins us to play songs from their third album, live in the studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Jim Briggs. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.